Well, time to go to the hospital.
If you're hearing our voices, it means it's time for It's This Meets That, the podcast where we watch the worst movies from trailer and credits, scene by scene, so you don't have to, but maybe you should. I'm Russ.
I'm Jared.
Yeah. No comment.
I like that. That guy got shafted.
Yeah, he definitely did.
Yeah, he was funny.
All right, so we're back with our full breakdown of Desperados.
See?
2020 rom-com. Kind of lost in the right. Shuffle, but not really. Wait till you get to the fast facts. I got some interesting news for you about this movie.
Done
in Netflix. Yeah.
We started watching it last night, and Thais was like, probably three quarters of the way through the movie, she was like, I've definitely seen this.
Yeah, I think everyone did during the pandemic because, yeah, they did. Yeah.
We didn't somehow.
No, we didn't. We completely missed it in 2020. So you want to recap? What's it all about?
Yep. So in case you forgot, a panicked young woman with her reluctant friends in tow rushes to Mexico to try and delete a ranting email she sent to her new boyfriend.
I mean,
all been there.
We've all had that text we wanted to take back, that email we didn't mean to send.
Mm-hmm. That new boyfriend in Mexico.
A new boyfriend in Mexico. You know, it's kind of wild that, like, I think people have sent enough incorrect emails that Google actually, you know, they implement that tool of the undo where they hold it for a little while. So you can hit, oops, you know,
hit
the undo. I wonder if they did that before this movie.
Hmm. Way before. Yeah. Yep. You're right. Yep. That should have been stopped the whole movie. Although it might've been more than 5 minutes. I don't know.
It's true. I mean, they were drunk too. So, you know, never happens. You never know. Mm-hmm. Our expectations, our prognostications.
I mean, we knew it was going to happen.
We knew it was going to happen, and it all played out the way it did, the way we thought it was going to happen. But
yeah, the spam folder thing would have been funnier.
Way funnier.
Because instead, he's just like, I feel like the, you know, spoilers for an hour from now, the it was super anticlimactic when he finally read the email. Like, I wanted more from that. He's just like, oh, that's mean.
Oh, my dead dad.
Which is kind of funny. I guess it was kind of funny in that it was so dejected, but I wanted a little bit more of an explosion, spam folder.
Or spam folder. Like, he's just like scrolling through and doesn't see it. I don't see it in here.
Yeah, what are you talking about? What email?
The whole coma thing, and they were actually already married, and that whole scenario that didn't play out.
Tommy Westfall's snow globe, right.
Yep. Lauren Morris, where he was like actually doing an Inception thing and coming in to tell her not to marry the guy. That didn't happen,
right?
Unfortunately. Nope. Maybe in an alternate universe world that actually happened. So,
I mean, we can only hope.
So, yet again, we didn't hit it, but we did. But what we did come up with was better than what we got.
Yeah, as usual. Go back, listen to the Trailer Trash if you don't remember, listeners. Get download it again if you have to.
Do it. Twice downloads. Who cares?
It can only help us.
Yeah, it only looks good for us. So.
Yeah, exactly.
You want some quick info?
Please.
Okay. I'm going to give you some. So this is directed by LP.
What? That's not a whole name.
I mean, I can't say much. I mean, my first name is just a letter, so... So LP, known for
Girls 5 Eva. I love Girls 5 Eva.
Yeah, eight episodes of Tacoma FD. That's the Lizard Lounge guys doing that, or some of them.
Oh, Broken Lizard?
Broken Lizard, that's it. Lizard Lounge.
Always Sunny crew here, Mythic Quest, Always Sunny, a couple episodes.
Yep, just one or two. So a lot of TV stuff. Huh. I think before that, it's like, I feel like these might have been like webisode type things, because like it's all shorts and like video shorts, like a ton of them. I think it's like, oh, you know what it is? It's probably a lot of the Funny or Die stuff, because I think she's in here somewhere. Yeah, Funny or Die swimsuit issue. So I think a lot of stuff is like that.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like Funny or Die most of the time.
Yeah, Funny or Die presents. So yeah, it looks like she's a Funny or Die alum and just did like a ton of, like all 20. Yeah, look at all these episodes in 2011, 2012. So it was just like,
yeah.
Huh. Okay. Getting famous through the internet. And that's, you know, that's great. So
I don't think the problem was the directing. So
I don't think so either. So
I think the directing was just fine. Yeah. The acting was fine. The directing's fine. It was the script that was not good.
Yeah. As usual, that's what it comes down to. We know this. We've watched a million movies now at this point, right? So
that's right. So who do we get to blame for that?
So we get to blame Alan Rapoport. Rapoport. So she doesn't have a lot of credits, though. So maybe that's what it is. Jamie Kennedy Experiment, 21 episodes. So
that explains everything.
that explains the.
Wait, in Minx?
Yeah, it's kind of a weird writing career. So Jamie Kennedy
Experiment. Clifford the Big Red.
Yeah.
So 21, what is this?
I don't know. It's made up. Bunch of TV stuff, and then 14 years off, and then wrote Desperados, and then Clifford the Big Red Dog, and then 18 episodes of Minx, which I don't know what Minx is.
Do you think, is she related to?
No, spelled differently.
Mike, it's spelled differently?
I think so. I think he's PA.
You're right. Yeah. He is PA. Yeah.
So.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hate you. Alan.
I don't know you, but I hate you.
Yeah. You could have done a good job. You had all the pieces. You had some good zings.
Yeah. Yeah. I give this movie one thing. It's, we can get it to me, ameliorate, but. I don't know. I didn't think it was like it had some good one-liners here and there, like background, secondary character one-liners, but
just the plot and the order of the plot and
yeah,
the rest,
the most important thing.
Right.
That's right. So who's in this? So it's Nazim Pedrad, right?
That sounds right.
Yeah. So she was she plays Wesley. She's a obviously a new girl. Not obviously, but she's a new girl.
Yeah, obviously. like Lamar Morris.
Yeah. But she's done like a lot of animated stuff, it sounds like. Young Jedi Adventures. I don't know if that is animated or not, but I assume it is. Okay. Yes. Voice. Yeah. Animated stuff. 16 episodes that she's doing now. Big Mouth. She was an SNL alum for a while there. She was on SNL for, 2009, 2018.
Okay.
So, yeah. So she's Brooklyn Nine-Nine, a couple of New Girl, obviously. She's got a lot of credits going on.
Done stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
She's funny. Yeah, and then who else we got in this? We got Anna Camp plays Brooke, one of her best friends, one of her BFFs. Anna Camp is known, I think, mostly for the Pitch Perfect movies.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Sarah Burns plays Kaylee. Sarah Burns she's like one of those ones you see her face, like, I know her from something. What has she been in? She's been in a bunch of stuff.
She's been in a ton of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so what I recognize her from is from Barry. She played the detective in Barry, which is a great show. I don't know where you go watch that.
I never watched that.
That's like the most recent big thing that she was in. So Barry is definitely worthwhile. Definitely worth a watch. So
it's funny because I say that I recognize her and she's in things and I have never seen like any of these things. American Vandal, I saw.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I get maybe that's what I know her from.
Yeah. Nothing else in here. Myself and I, yeah. So just a lot of stuff, a lot of TV shows, a lot of TV stuff.
Oh, a lot of episodes of How to Get Away with Murder. Interesting.
Drunk History.
Yeah. Maybe I know her from that.
Cop Out. Don't you like that movie? Oh, wait. Did we?
Yep. I like Cop Out.
We didn't do Cop Out, did we? No, we didn't do Cop Out.
No, it's too good. I Love You, Man. That was good.
Yep. So she's been around. And we got Lamorne Morris, who plays Sean. He's from New Girl. Reuniting him and Nazim there. Robbie Amell plays Jared. He's the one from Upload.
Yep.
He's pretty funny in this.
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. Heather Graham shows up at a left field. She plays this meditation guru. Angel de la Paz. Angel de la Paz.
Yeah, which is a fine role for her, but I don't know. I didn't like her in this part.
It was just very out of left field. It's like, oh, okay. Here's Heather Graham. Yeah, cool. Okay.
Weird.
Izzy Diaz plays Quintano, one of the resort guys.
Yeah.
Rodrigo Franco. I listened to him because he was pretty funny. He plays Ramon. He's kind of like the second in command of the resort there.
Oh, he's a main character. Yeah.
And then we got Mike Mitchell plays Sweaty Beard.
Oh, is that my guy?
Yeah, it's your guy.
Yeah, that guy got shafted. Well, time to go to the hospital.
I can't get any numbers for this because it was a Netflix distributed flick, so I couldn't probably just went right to Netflix. I couldn't find any numbers about that, but I can't imagine. I guess what's the cost to send, I don't know, 20 people to Mexico because they film this in Mexico. So it's
more than you think. I mean, that was a nice resort.
It was a nice resort. Well, you do a little trade off. You're like, hey, we'll put the name of your resort in our movie. Give us some free rooms.
Mm,
that's how you work that angle, right?
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay. Rotten Tomatoes, this is 15% critic, 31% audience.
Yeah.
So, yeah, eat. That all checks out, right?
Yeah.
You want some fast facts?
Fact me, Daddy.
I like how I ask you every time. One of these days.
And I will always say the same thing.
Same thing. Okay. Maybe we could just do it. Okay.
No, we can't. It's about the banter. That's the whole point of the podcast.
I guess that is the point, right? Two people talking without being interrupted by anyone else.
Exactly. Yeah, our favorite thing to do, listen to ourselves talk for a couple hours.
It's so great. I mean, come on.
It's the best.
It's the best. All right. Let's get serious here. So fast facts. I only have three. They're going to be, and I deleted two or three because they were just stupid. It was the old so-and-so. It was in a movie with Heather Graham. And I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing these.
Those are my favorite.
I know, but I'm not doing them. But it kind of start off the bat with one, which we already said a million times, reunites Nazim Pedrad and Lamorne Morris after they played a couple on the show New Girl. So
Yep. Love it. So as soon as you said you weren't going to do that, you did.
Yeah, I was trying to throw you off the scent there.
Appreciate it.
This was originally in development as early as November 2009.
Good year.
That's so many years ago, right?
Yeah, Obama was president.
So many years ago. And it was actually intended for Isla Fisher, Universal Pictures.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Huh. So that's fun.
That didn't happen. So here we are.
Nope. Thanks, Netflix. Save the
now,
day.
Now, this is what I was saying earlier. So Desperate Housewives was released on Netflix on July 3rd, 2020, going for that big 4th July crowd during the pandemic, in the heart of the pandemic, right?
Smart. Yep. Sitting around bored at home.
Yep. Lighting off fireworks in their living room.
Yep.
In its first weekend, it was the second most streamed film on the site.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Then third most in its second weekend.
Wow. What do you think they are? Rebel Moon?
That just goes to show you how deep into the barrels I think people went for content during the pandemic. Like everyone's like, I've seen everything.
Seen Tiger King.
Like three times. It's July.
I've watched every season of Great British Baking Show already.
Because we're like, what, March, April, May, June. We're 4 months solid into the pandemic. People are still figuring out what the hell to do, but they're like, oh, I guess I'm home. I'm just going to stream everything on Netflix. So that by then they were like,
a new thing?
Desperados it is.
Yeah. Oh, we liked New Girl. We all like New Girl.
Or people just left Netflix on and Netflix just kept playing and it just happened to land on that movie right on the like weekend.
That's pretty likely.
Are you still watching? Yes, I'm still watching. I'm still trapped in my home.
I have to.
If I guess. Clickety click. So there you go. That's it. That's all the fast facts. That was fast.
Yeah, so fast.
I tried digging up other fast facts and I couldn't.
Yep.
I put effort into it. I promise you, I did put effort into it.
You don't have to promise me. I believe you, and I put in none. So
Thanks, bud.
No problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want a Hollywood pitch me, mother?
Sure do. So this movie clearly is Euro Trip meets The Clapper, right?
Yeah, Clapper. Favorite ITMT favorite.
That's right. Summer of 22. Oh, that was a good year. Episode 139, I believe. Go back, listeners.
Wow, summer 2022. That's 2 years, almost 2 years ago.
2 years ago. I know.
Do we need a new hobby? We probably need a new hobby, don't we?
Nope. Just keep doing this. The listeners would be disappointed.
The day we stop, the world stops spinning.
That's right. 10 more years. 10 more years.
10 more years.
Woo! Let's go. Euro Trip, right?
Are we gonna go on an ITMT like campaign tour where we're like kind of make it like our presidential tour, but we just tour the country and we're like, yeah, we want to get us going for another 4 more years. Everyone's like for what? For why?
People like expect us to do live episodes and we're like, no, rallying.
We're just rallying.
Just here to rally. Yeah. 4 more years, right?
4 more years, right?
Like, what? Yeah. Where do I vote? No, there's no voting.
There's no voting.
Vote with your Spotify account.
Yep, just vote with your downloads, folks. That's all we need. Next city. Yep. Iowa, we're coming to Iowa. And we're going to Michigan.
There's no sponsors and we don't make any money, so you don't have to worry about actually supporting us.
Just download. That's all.
Yep. Like, subscribe. Yeah. So speaking of Eurotrip,
yep.
Both of these had actors from a TV show that I like.
If you stopped at actors, I was going to be like, you're done. You're done. Cutting you off. I'm ending this episode right now.
Yeah, I think that's about the only similarity. They both have actors. No, of course not. That would be ridiculous.
I know. So, you would never do that to me.
No, of course not. Michelle Trachtenberg, who I love.
Yeah.
You know, AKA Harriet the Spy.
Yep.
one of my favorite television shows. This one had Lamour Morris. New Girl is also a top notch. And also, what's her face? That I forgot she was a New Girl. She's not a main character in New Girl.
I will accept this, but it's a bit of a stretch I'm going to put out there.
Yep. Yep. Both have actors in TV shows I like. Okay, I'm starting with the left field ones, right? But realistically, it's about traveling with your buddies to find something.
Correct.
And right. Eurotrip, we're getting the girl, we're trying to find Mika.
That's right. That's right, Mika. Right. Mika. Yep. Oh, Mika.
And this one, it's all about getting that phone, delete that email, laptop or phone. They kind of switch it up. And also, like, it's on both already anyway. But a lot of plot holes. Yeah. It's in the cloud, so it's in the cloud.
Just go to Google. Break into Google.
Yeah, right. That's probably easier.
I just got a great idea for ameliorating. Yes.
Oh, excellent. Nice. You're welcome. they both have cases of mistaken identity here and there. You know, Mika versus Mike. This one's like, I don't know. Everyone's confused about everything in this movie. I hate it so much.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, that's fair.
And then both involve lying to get a date, right? They're both like trying to be the person that they're not to impress the person that they think they like.
That's you know, not, hey kids, don't do that. Just be yourself. Just be yourself.
Yeah.
If there's one thing I think we say here at ITMT, it's just be yourself.
Be yourself. People love you.
Yes.
We love you.
We love you. Mm-hmm. Just as long as you're not weird, but yes, we generally do.
Right.
Yes.
Speaking of weird, I'm not one to kink shame anyone, but you know, both of these movies deal in a little sexual deviancy. you know, we got Club Super Sex in Eurotrip, famously.
Yeah, up in Montreal.
What a place! Well, that's the real Club Super Sex.
Yeah. Not that I've been.
No. Yeah, this one's in like Amsterdam or something.
Yeah, Amsterdam.
Yeah.
It's Eurotrip. It's Eurotrip, not North America trip.
That's right. Yeah, that one's called Road Trip, which I also love.
Road Trip have Tom Green in it.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
Sure did.
Great movie. Lost comedian of our time. He's still alive though, right? Isn't he?
Oh, who cares? I don't have any stake in Tom Green.
Never did, never will. Okay, anyways.
Never did, never will. Yeah, anyway, and this movie, they make a lot of pedophile jokes that are
not cool. There is one long-running pedophile joke, which at some points is funny, but then it's just like, okay, let's move on from this joke.
Too much. Yeah.
So we gotta move on from this joke.
Yep. Just like in Eurotrip. When you're like, all right, sometimes this is too much.
Yeah.
Even for 2004 or whenever.
2004. Yeah. And you could do anything. You can make any joke you wanted.
Yeah. And you could do anything. That's right. Now meets the Clapper. Again, ITMT fave. Ed Helms. Amanda Seyfried. Tracy Morgan.
Morgan.
You can't go wrong. It's got them all.
It's the trio.
So this one is also a movie about lying to get a date. Yeah. There are like a lot of lying and misrepresentation going on about yourself. Yeah. Famously, the Clapper is Alan Thicke's last role in a movie.
That's right.
Hopefully this movie is Toby Gray's last role because Nolan stinks. Worst character ever. So a little wishful thinking.
For different reasons. We don't want anyone dead, right?
No, I don't want I don't want Toby Gray to die.
No, but just
if he did.
It would make this a lot easier, but we're not.
No, we don't wish death upon anyone here.
No. Be yourself.
Be yourself. Stay alive.
But
we're gonna do that movie someday.
Oh my goodness.
Both movies have like kind of unconvincing happy endings where you're like, oh, it all just worked out. Great.
So you traded in. So you're calling out how the pedophile jokes aren't funny in this one, but then you're talking about you want a kid dead just so he stop acting.
The pedophile kid. Yeah, that's right.
I just want to make sure. Mm-hmm. Make sure my logic was tracking with that. Okay. All right.
Yeah. No, you're good. Yeah. you're picking up what I'm putting down. And both movies are ones that you can listen to on It's Just Meets That.
Oh, you son of a what? I feel so good about my pitch now. Yeah. I feel I'm like, I was so worried about mine, and then I was like, now I feel like
wait. And one more.
There's more.
Just one last one. Both characters have dead wives. Ed Helms' character has dead wife and dead That's wife.
Right. Dead wife, all right. Oh, dead wife. That's yep. My dead and, wife.
Lamorne Morris' wife is famously dead.
That's also. Right. Yes, that's right.
Not Sean's, in real life, probably.
Yes, but Sean. Sean in them. Yeah.
Sean.
Sean. Yep. Sean. Where's Sean?
Yeah. And a lot of the, like, too much of the movie revolves around the dead wife character in both.
Yeah. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It kind of lingers on that quite a bit. Yep. Like, they try to make it deep all of a sudden. It's like, just be a gross out comedy.
Yeah. We know what you are.
Yeah. Don't try to get deep at the, don't try to Monday morning quarterback us with some deep depth here.
Just exactly. Yep. Stick to gross out comedy, which is a good segue into your pitch, probably. So yeah. What do you got?
All right. Thank you, bud. I got, this is very clearly Mission Impossible, the first one, Ethan Hunt, Tom Cruise.
Famous gross out comedy.
Yeah, famous gross out comedy meets Bridesmaids. Now, I know that's a little bit easy. It's probably a little softball.
Action movie where they do their own stunts.
Correct. So we'll start with Mission Impossible, right?
Sure.
Both have moments of breaking into secure places to get something. Okay, right.
Same security resort.
Langley versus resort. You know,
totally the same.
Yes.
Yep.
You get like we get the MacGuffin. You get the knock list in Mission Impossible. This one's get the email, get the phone, get the laptop. Right.
Letter emails.
Both have recruitment of team members to complete their impossible mission. Right.
That's true. They're putting together a cast here.
Putting together a cast, right? Both have international settings. We got Mexico, and then Mission Impossible is everywhere pretty much, right?
Yeah, basically everywhere.
Yeah, I think they start out in Prague, and I don't remember where they end up. But yeah, anyways.
Yeah. I would say Mexico is like the Prague of North America.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the whole country.
It's on their sign as you drive from the U.S. through the wall, you know. Mm-hmm. both have lead characters that won't give up on the mission. To the detriment of almost the rest of their team and almost to the point where it kills them. So pretty good. Right?
Yeah.
I think this is still applies to our movie, but both have lead characters who aren't sure who they can trust. Definitely obviously Mission Impossible. And in this movie, if, like, there's a line where like her friends kind of give up on her and it's like, can I trust my friends to help me out to do this thing? And
Sneaky, the person she didn't expect to trust is the one that she.
That's right.
Ends up. Yeah. Okay.
Because also, as we say, never trust the person that tells you to never trust people, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a safety tip somewhere, but
paraphrasing, yeah.
Yeah, paraphrasing. It's a long book. And both accomplish their mission in the end.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Well, not really. I guess she had the opportunity to delete the email.
She had the opportunity, yes. And maybe her mission changed, though. Her mission changed from, you know what? This isn't the guy, but you need to know who I am. Who I really am.
Yep.
So
that can be loving yourself is Mission Impossible.
That's right. That's right, buddy. That's right. Love yourself. Yeah. And be yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay. I feel good about this episode already. We're positive today.
Yeah. Me too. It's a great day. I got up this morning, went for a walk. Yeah, mama.
The sun's out. I had a cup of fruit. The sun's out. Like, come on.
Sun's out.
Let's go. All right. That's Mission Impossible.
Yep. The second half of your pitch?
That's it. I'm done. Bridesmaids. This one's a little bit more obvious, right? So both have down on their luck protagonists. it's mentioned multiple times in this movie. We even get the past due notice mail. I love that. In this movie.
Classic trope.
Classic. Down on their luck. Can't find love. Can't be unemployed. Work isn't happening. Both movies, and this is kind of the core one, but both movies are really about friendships. and how those relationships last a lifetime, and you should covet those things, right? Those should be the ones you should be, really, you know.
They do explicitly say that.
They do explicitly say that. So that's really the core there. Both have protagonists who have two suitors, two men in their lives, right? Bridesmaids, Annie, I think is her name. Yeah.
I don't remember.
Kristen Wiig's character. She's got Nathan the cop and then John Hamm's character.
Right.
And in this movie, she's got Sean and she's got the other guy, Jared. You. That's your name.
Yeah. The other guy.
Never seen that name before. And then both end with happy endings. They both fix their friendships. Mm-hmm. And end up with the one that they were truly meant to be with.
That's right. And at one point in this movie, they do say bridesmaids. So
that's right. That's right. They say the title of the movie that I pitched.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. There you have it, folks.
Not in reference to it, but
no.
Nope. And I'll leave you at that.
Okay. Cool. Thanks for that. All right. Well, that's the end of that. Thank you. I think I did great there.
Yeah, I think you did too.
Better than both movies have actors in it. That were in TV shows that I liked.
Don't you have actors I like?
Don't you judge my pitch when you say something like that to me? Trying to sneak that one past me like I wasn't paying attention. I mostly don't pay attention, but this today I'm paying attention because I woke up early.
Yep,
I'm on point today.
I love it. Yeah, this is what, episode like 280 or something.
Yeah, today I'm on point.
Still going.
All right, you ready to break this down?
Scene by scene?
Scene by scene.
Let's go.
We're going to Iowa. And we're going to Illinois. And Montana. Yeah! ATMT campaign. Bringing it back.
That's right. That's right. You can't have a good Dean scream. What can you have?
Get some Dean sausages. Let's go.
Ooh.
All right. All right.
It's going to be that kind of show.
Sure is. All right. So where do we start here? We start with
Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix, obviously. You always start with Netflix. Yeah, you always start with Netflix. There it is.
Yeah, but there are other people to blame for this too.
There are. Netflix just distributed this nightmare. The people who actually made it, though, put the money in to say, like, hey, we support you, starving artist, which...
Silly.
When I put it that way, now I feel bad, but...
Well, do better.
There's sparklers. We got a pretty good intro logo for Good Universe.
Yeah, which I don't think I've ever seen before.
Never seen him, never heard of him, didn't even look him up. And then Lost City. So,
which I think I have seen before.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good.
Maybe in an ITMT movie, listeners, you to do the work for us and let us know.
That's right. This is a team effort here. We do the talking, sure. You do the work. So... When I put it that way, it sounds bad, but that's not the point. The point is be yourself.
That's right. And none of us will reap the rewards.
And be useful every day.
Be useful. Oh, you don't have to be useful every day.
I think being useful every day is a good thing to strive for. Be useful every day. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Come on.
Yeah, I guess so. And sometimes you just have to exist. You can't be useful every day.
I think you need to. I said you need to strive to be useful every day.
Got it. So if I hit like 85%, it's probably
fine. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. But just be.
It's a beat.
Yeah. Attempt to be useful every day. All right.
Yep.
Anyway, enough of this philosophical stuff. All right. So we're
at school bell rings.
Yeah. We're at St. Luke's Catholic School. And we got, we meet Wesley, our protagonist here, and she's interviewing for a job at the nunnery, the school, the Catholic school.
Get the two. Yeah.
She's meeting a nun and interviewing with a nun. And. Uh-huh. This scene is mostly just to show she doesn't know how to talk to people.
She's a free thinker.
Oh, yeah, right. That's right.
Yeah. She's got opinions about sex ed at the Catholic school, which...
Know your audience.
Unwise.
Know your audience. It's like one thing to be like, I'm the wild thinker, but it's like, all right, well, know your audience too. Like, they're not going to...
Your guidance counselor at a Catholic school.
Stand up 101. Just know your audience, right? So yeah.
You can get your knuckles hit with a ruler.
Yeah, absolutely. So she's interviewing, she's not going too well, and then she goes on this whole
bunch of exposition.
Yeah, right? A bunch of exposition, and then she goes about her dating life and how her fiance or boyfriend was cheating on her. And then she goes on about sex and masturbation with a nun, and nun's like, okay.
Well, yeah, we'll call you.
And then we get like this weird transition shot of like Echo. We're in Echo Park, LA, you know, area. And it's like really windy out. Like there's like a storm coming through. And I realized the only reason they did this was just to knock over the light pole that lands on her car.
Right. That makes sense. I think I missed the transition even, because I was like, oh, why the light pole fall on her car? Whatever. I don't care.
Yeah. For some reason they were showing it was like super windy out. I'm like, what? This is very strange. And then I think it was just literally to have the light pole, to have a reason for why the light pole fell on her car.
You're 100% correct. That's exactly why they would do that. But I totally missed it even.
And I was like, why is it so, this is weird. Why is it so windy in Echo Park like this? Is this a thing? Yeah. Like, is it getting like hurricane level winds in LA? Like,
I hate the whole thing about the car too, because it didn't even like, it didn't, no, it didn't matter.
No, because she could still drive it in the end. So.
Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah, stupid. It's just to show that she's really down on her luck. Even a tree, a light pole would fall on her car, right?
Yep. Even a tree.
Even a tree.
Two trees.
All right. So then we're at a friend's apartment. We're at Kayla. Kaylee's or one of them. One of them. It doesn't matter.
Straight out of the trailer.
This is all from the trailer. They're talking about how she's basically like, yeah, you can't talk to none like that. What are you doing? Don't do that.
Yep. Yeah. And that's Brooke, who's got the baby, which then we get introduced to Kaylee, who wants a baby.
Wants a baby. She wants a baby.
Everyone gets all their motivations out right in the nice little wine party at the beginning, right?
Yes. Afternoon wine party. Little wine and wine, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Jared and I've had so many wine and wines.
More like a whinge. A little cringy whining.
Yeah. Mostly. A little cheese of that wine. Mm-hmm. There's a funny joke about the Hitler cat, Kevin, who looks like Hitler, doesn't like Wesley either. Yeah, little mustache, little cat mustache.
He is cute.
We meet Tad, Kaylee's boyfriend, husband.
Boyfriend slash husband, yep.
Stuff in the trailer, ovaries, rust, blah, blah, blah. And then that's when the light pole crashes on her car.
And we get introduced to Brooke's husband cheating on her in this also.
Like, right.
Speaking of, they literally do everyone's setup for the rest of the movie. They're like, okay, what's the thing you want? But baby? Okay. You want to not be cheated on by your husband? Okay. And you want a man of some kind. Got it.
Of some kind. Done. Got it. And the cat just wants to get outside.
And the cat wants to get outside. You're right. They do every character. Every character
that enters the scene.
Yeah.
We learn their motivation. So then, and the cat being outside, by the way, indoor cat, it plays out later. It was so weird because like they focus on it so hard, and I was like, oh, I wonder if this is going to come back later.
I thought the same thing. I was like, ah, don't do this.
Just don't do this. Don't do this. Don't make this the reason why she comes back to, oh, you did do that, didn't you? Okay.
Don't make this part of the plot. I swear to God. I swear to Netflix.
They're just distributing it. They're not, you know, making these decisions, but.
Don't make me come through this TV.
Yeah.
And that's when we get the look outside, right?
Yes.
The pole crashing.
Yep. We already covered that. Yeah, that's good. And then title card, Desperados.
Credits, music, montage, right? Montage alike. She's got dead plants and dead birds and past due bills and pamphlets about freezing your eggs. And
love the past due thing. I love that. Yeah.
You can't go wrong. She gets voicemails from her mom and voicemails from Patty, which is something about stealing food from a kid that she babysits.
Yep.
A voicemail from the ex, the cheating ex, which is absurd. He's like, guess what? Got engaged. Guess I'm the marrying kind after all. And then he's like, oh yeah. And then they did in this magazine, they did a piece on her engagement. So like, just wanted to give you a heads up in case you bump into that magazine somewhere, you don't read it. Naturally, she immediately runs out to the bookstore, right?
Bookstore, right? She reads a magazine. Kind of funny because in the magazine, the guy's getting a piggyback ride from She's like, oh, a piggyback ride?
Yeah, she's European. Oh, man.
Oh, man, she likes to travel. I like to travel. We did so much traveling together. Mm-hmm. And then she gets a contact from Tad, Kylie's boyfriend, for Sean.
Yep.
And it's like, hey, give this guy Sean a call. So she calls Sean and they set up a blind date. And they go on this whole thing about the automatic out where you can just say no, things are working and you get out, right? That's a running joke. So,
But they decide to meet for a drink.
Yeah. And there they are. They're at
to the bar.
To the bar. We're at the bar. And stuff from the trailer, they meet, and she's immediately babbling on about like kids and marriage, all sort of stuff. And within and 2 seconds. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. And then she instantly uses his automatic out.
Yep.
Like,
nope. I'm out.
pulling the parachute. Yeah, I thought it was too. And she's like, wait, what? Do you keep really?
Mm-hmm. it's from the trailer, same thing, timing isn't great, all my birds died this year. She yells at him about how she's just down on her luck and trying to go on a date and have a good time, and she doesn't learn anything about him because she's a bad person.
Yeah, and she just goes on about how bad her year is, and this again to show us how kind of selfish she is, and she's just talking about herself and da da da, and like this will play out later on throughout the rest of the movie.
Exactly.
And causes a conflict between her and her BFFs later. So,
yep.
And then she takes off. She bails and she's outside. And this is also from the trailer. She's walking and talking and on her phone, and she trips and falls and hits her head on the sidewalk.
Yep. Which you hate to see it. And that's when we get Sweaty Beard, my man.
Sweaty Beard guy. I love it.
Excuse me, ma'am. ma'am. He's trying to get her to go to the hospital and like do the right thing, but she's very much not interested because. Our hero? No.
Guy
shows up. Jared.
Yeah. He's a dink.
Yeah. He's very handsome though, and introduces himself.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, don't worry, Sweaty Beard Man. I'll take care of her.
And the guy's like, sure about this? And she should probably go to the hospital.
It's like, no, just come back to my house.
Yeah. I rarely kill people.
So many red flags.
Yeah, this is not something you do. Just use your phone and call your friends or call an Uber. Uber exists. Come on. Let's grow up. Big firefighter guy, he's like, this seems like a bad idea, but whatever. Man, your choices.
So then we cut to Jared's house where 311 is playing, which big red flag. Right? Oh yeah, I honestly barely ever kill people. And he listens to 311.
Like, yeah. No, that's a immediate red flags.
And then he makes jokes about her being an organ donor. Like, don't harvest my kidneys. Haha. But he's like, we'll see. And then he talks about his career. He's like, oh, I'm a sports agent. I only feed on people's careers. So don't worry. Organs are safe.
he got a photo of him and his nephew. He's a great uncle. He can't wait to have kids. He's a real charmer. And she's like kind of falling for this immediately without even knowing him, which get to and know people.
Plenty of red flags, like all the ones we mentioned. But then he also, she's like, sorry, like my brain isn't really working right now. And he's like, I love that. So many things wrong with this. Then we cut to yoga, where yoga with the girls talking about Jared. Oh, man, this guy's awesome. Like, I figured out the problem, you guys. I've just been being myself too much this whole time.
Yeah.
And my friends aren't having it. Right?
Yeah. These are moments where like the friends, when they come in, they've got some good one lines in there, like, but they're background jokes, which are kind of funny. Like she says something about like, oh, maybe my personality isn't for everyone's taste. And like, Kylie, the friend, just like off the hand was like, I love the way your personality tastes. And it's like such like a quick little zinger. And I'm like, it's kind of funny. It made me crack up. I was like, that's like a stupid thing I'd probably say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Same. It made me go,
But those are the things that are like, but those are the only things that are funny about it. And like, they kind of land in the background. You're like, oh yeah, that's funny. Why not?
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. But she also goes on about the shaman thing, because that's important too, because that's Heather Graham's character later on.
Exactly. Yeah. So. She's got a shaman to help her with their pregnancy stuff. But again, keeps getting refocused on Wesley. She can only think about herself. She's like, oh, like I'm definitely cursed. Like, like you always think you're cursed. Like,
You're not cursed. Grow up. Yeah, but then the most important thing is that they're like, oh, so what are you going to do? You're just going to be a completely different person for this person. And she's like, yep.
Nailed it.
Like we said at the beginning of the episode, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Mm-hmm. And then we're kind of like
a date montage,
right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What she ordered? She ordered like hot dogs covered in wrapped in
a donut wrapped hot dog.
That's what it was.
Which does sound pretty good.
I mean, yeah,
it could be right with the right right situation.
The donut's sweet and the hot dog's gonna be salt. You know,
yeah, right. That's what you want. He's like, oh, a donut wrapped hot dog. Two of my least favorite things. Like, good joke, right? And she's like,
oh,
yeah,
right, right, right? Yes, yep. Right.
It's like a couple salads, and then you're right. They do like the throwaway joke. She's like, oh yeah, a bowl of lettuce, please. Like, you're like, oh, that would have been funny if you made that instead of a couple salads.
Yeah, and then they go to like the bubble soccer.
Yeah, I was like, what is this?
Have you ever seen that before?
No, it looks terrible.
Oh, it absolutely looks terrible. But it's funny. They're bouncing around, and he's just like, oh, this is great. My ex-man hated doing this.
Oh, really? I wonder why. So then they cut to dinner that night, where and he's like, yep, I have a confession to make. I got to tell you about my ex. We were engaged for a bit.
Hold on. Sorry, but the lead-in, like, this is another one, like a throwaway joke, where like the lead-in from like the last scene into the dinner scene, he's like laughing, and it's a really, really bad laugh. He's got this terrible, terrible laugh. And she's like, oh, I love your laugh.
Like, yeah, that's right.
But yeah, anyways, go on. Yeah, she about the ex.
Psycho. Yeah, so he's like, oh yeah, she went nuts. Like she smashed the windows of my car, and like I came home one day and found him wearing my clothes, and like I had to change the locks, and like, and she's like, oh yeah, she sounds like a real psychopath, and he's like, yeah, luckily a diagnosed now, like. he's just baffled that she's not giving him the third degree about this ex. He's just like, yep, just like, let's keep the past in the past and let it ride. And he's like, you might be my perfect girl, like from the show.
You're the most normal girl in LA. But I do love how this actor, what's his name again? Robbie Amell. He does play this role, like kind of like this dry, like derpy, but like in a kind of a good way. It's like the John Hamm character from Bridesmaids, but it's just like very dry and like it's... acting is good. Yeah, the acting is good, I think, in it. But
yeah, everyone does a good job in this movie except the person who wrote it. Ellen.
Okay, so that's dinner, and then we're back at his apartment, and they're making out time. And then while they're making out, she has like this flash forward vision dream of like him asking her to marry her, them having kids, and them buying a house, the whole life, whatever, seeing the kids graduate, grow up, whatever. And then she's like, oh, we even have a pool or something like that.
Yeah.
It snaps back to reality. And he's like, what did you say? He's like, oh, nothing. So they get it on. So there you go.
Yep. So far, so good. Being so far, so good, is paying off.
Yeah. Why not? Right. And then we're back at Wesley's place. Kind of another montage-y thing here. Somewhat.
Yeah. Yeah. She starts with a phone call to her mom. Like, I don't have a problem with online gambling anymore. I'm like, mom's like, well, how are you paying for anything? Like, what do you, your life sounds like it's falling apart. and then, it cuts through. Like, we do like it's the time in this montage is measured in birth control pills.
Yes. It's like crimes.
Yeah. Day by day.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
So then it's been a week. It's been a week since Jared has, he hasn't responded. We get the drunk time from the trailer, and friends come on over, and they're all drinking some wine, some whiskey, doing the thing, getting it going.
Yeah. Mom keeps calling, which they're like, do not answer.
Yeah. Oh no, it's just my mom.
She'll come back in a minute.
Mom, stop blowing up my spot.
Yep.
And she's like, you know what? I'm gonna send an email. And this is when it all happens. This is when we get the big montage of them just...
Oh my God. The scene is so long.
It is really long.
So frustrating. It takes forever. They go through, like, this email, probably a short novel, maybe 13,000 words.
Yeah, I'd say like a novella, maybe, what that is, we'd say.
Yeah, wild. But it's all stuff that we talked about in the trailer a little bit, like just like picking on him for having a weird dick and a dead dad. And like
is that true? Maybe, yes. Oh, it's so sad.
Yeah. It's pretty dark. But they land at the end and they're like, all right, do we need to spell it? Spell check it? No, fuck it. Let's send it.
Which, good line.
But,
There's no internet. There were some good lines in here, though. Like, there was like, you suck at Instagram when you close up shop, thin dick. There's some like quick ones again, like may your wife be barren. Like, no, don't care. That's not nice. Like there's some things much. Like, yeah, it's too much. That's too much. but do we need to spell check? Like, nah, f*** it.
Yeah.
So she goes to hit send and it won't send. She's like, cause she's stealing her neighbor's Wi-Fi. She's like, go stand by the window. So her friends are like, stand by the window. And she gets a phone call and
unlisted number.
She thinks it's her mom.
Stop trying to call me from unlisted numbers.
she's downstairs for some reason.
Yep.
Answering the phone, and it's Jared calling from Mexico.
The old hospital.
Yeah, he's like, I'm a little banged up. I got in an accident. I was in a coma for the last 4 days, 5 days. Sorry, I didn't call you.
Thanks for being so cool about me not calling, by the way. That's what I love about you. You're so reasonable. Like the last normal girl left in LA. And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm totally normal. And meanwhile, she's like trying to signal to her friends, like, don't send the email, don't send the email. But yeah, it doesn't work, obviously.
Yeah, she's throwing her shoe. So, yeah, they go, she runs upstairs and they're celebrating, like, yeah, success tastes sweet, having a little dance party. Yeah. And she's like, Jared was in a coma. And she's like, yeah, we sent that email. Yeah, it's gone. And like, you know his password. She's like, I've been dating for a month. And
yep.
Yeah. Yep.
And yeah, they're like, well, why don't we just send another email that says don't read the last email? And you're like, no, of course not. The first thing we're gonna do is read the email.
Can't do that.
Yeah. So they keep drinking and keep coming up with ideas, and that's when we get, again, from the trailer, would it be insane if I went to Mexico to erase that email? And they're like, let's do it. Brooke can have a revenge affair.
It'll be great.
Kaylee can visit the baby shaman, maybe. Like, we'll do it all. Just like a 1 hour burglary, 2 days by the pool. Nice and easy.
This is straight from Mission Impossible, right?
Yep. Yep. It's exactly how I pitched it. Just 1 hour burglary, you guys, and then 2 days by the pool.
And then we get the passport transition shots and them getting their stamps. And yep. Here we are. We're at the resort.
Yeah. And it's just like a lot of like, it's like a little kind of like welcome to Mexico montage of like scenery, yeah, and resort and like beach, and it's nice, whatever. But it's time for checking in, and we meet our hotel manager here, Quintano, trying to get Jared's room number. And he's like, no, against hotel policy, can't, obviously.
Can't do that. I can leave a message, whatever. And she's like, I just want to slip a message under her door. And she's like, I can't do it. You can't do that. So,
yep. Which, like, what did you expect?
Ramon trying to come over and take her bag to bring her stuff. And there's a dildo joke and the kid and the mom. Yep.
Vibrator falls out. Little boy, Nolan, finds it. Who
which I felt like went on.
Never works again.
Which I felt like went on a little too long. I was like, all right, let's just.
Yes.
We're supposed to, like, hang on.
The whole joke lasted too long.
Yeah.
The mom was Jessica Chalfin, was that?
I think so, yeah.
Massachusetts, hometown hero.
Obviously.
She's funny. Like, and she did a good job with this bit, I think. But you're right. It was way too long. The boy is annoying.
And they milked it for a lot of other jokes throughout the rest of the movie, like in the middle here. And they keep coming back to it once in a while, which like, I get that. But
it's just, she's like, what's going on here? Is this a sex resort?
Yeah. It's like, okay. Nice. Settle down. Sure. Who's saying that?
They go to their rooms.
So yeah, they're in the room, and before she gets to the room, though, she runs into Sean, blind date guy.
It's right around here. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're like about to go to the rooms. Yeah. Yeah, the other girls go off. They're like, oh, like let's go. I hope the mini bar is a mega bar. Yeah, they make jokes about Brooke's alcohol problem the whole movie too.
Yeah.
And then bumping into Sean just from the trailer, meaning to call because he wanted to apologize. Right.
Feels bad. Right.
He knows the hotel guy, Q.
Q. That's right.
Quintana.
The manager there. So that'll come back.
Went to later. Cornell. Yeah. Yeah. Great hospitality program at Cornell. And then, brought to you by Cornell. This episode sponsored by the Ivy Cornell. League as a whole.
As a whole. The whole league, really.
The whole league, yeah.
So they're in the room and she's like, we'll just, find his room, blah, blah, blah. Their friend's like, you don't have a plan. It's all from the trailer. They're like, you don't have a plan. She never has a plan. So her plan is to...
Does kind of have a plan.
Kind of.
At this point.
I guess, let's say, you got a plan, but plans can be good and they can be bad and they can be really just wasteful.
They can be real bad.
Real bad. Like you don't want to like do them kind of plan. Like this one. She's like, I'm going to walk around the entire resort calling his phone and listen for his ringtone.
Which is ridiculous.
That's a terrible idea. But they do it. And the friend says, this plan sucks my dick. So, yeah.
Yep. But miraculously, it works. And it only took 197 international roaming calls. So, not bad.
Yeah. And then Brooke's got away another throwaway line. She got traveled to Mexico to find a guy who downloads ringtones.
Yep.
Kind of funny.
Which I also have a custom ringtone on my phone. So,
you son of a...
I guess that guy.
What's the ringtone when I call you?
I always have it on vibrate, but when you call me, it's the same as everyone else. I'm sorry. Not custom to you.
What?
I should have one that is not like a phone ringing sound.
I don't have a custom ringtone.
I should probably get one for you, huh?
Yeah, man.
I'll use an ITMT bit, maybe. It'll just be you saying, like,
You have, hey! I'm going to surprise you someday. And while we're recording, I'm just going to call you and see what happens. So,
okay.
Yeah, be ready for that. Son of a. That's my ringtone, is just someone going,
I'm grabbing that from this episode, and that's going to be your new ringtone. Perfect. Nice clean cut.
Son of a. So they try to break into his room. She breaks her credit card or whatever, and the BFFs come up with the plan. And the plan is to pretend that she got locked out of her room.
This is a good plan.
That's a good plan. So she strips down, she wraps herself in a towel. She's got like a tray to make it look like, oh, I was coming out to get ice or something and the door closed behind me. Not a bad plan.
Works every time.
Not a bad plan. The only problem is if you already had an interaction with the people who are going to come and give you the key to get into the room.
That's right. Only two people work at this hotel.
Only two people work at the entire hotel.
There's a third. There's a woman later.
Yes, there is. So, but yeah. So I like this plan. And we cut to the reserve bar and the BFFs are getting drunk and they're going to go hit on some guys.
Yeah, basically, time to revenge affair. Let's get it going.
Let's get it going. So we come back to Jared's room outside, and Ramon shows up, and he's like...
The best character in the movie.
Yeah, definitely. He needed more screen time. And he's like, yeah, this isn't your room. She's like, come on, Ramon, I was hooking up with a guy, and da-da-da-da.
Miss Wesley, this isn't your room.
I get your key for your other room. And they have a back-and-forth joke about, like, she was having sex with this guy and hooking up, and like, oh, I just need to go get ice to cool down his hot body. And Rowan's like, okay, lets her in. And then she's like looking around for the laptop. She can't find it.
And then she goes into the bathroom and finds a bunch of women's stuff that is a little unexpected.
Yep.
So she gets pretty devastated without knowing anything. She's like, oh man, he must be cheating on me with a woman or something. And then we cut to the outside with our third employee at the hotel stealing her clothes. So like, you know, she's not going to get those back. And then out of nowhere pops Nolan.
Nolan, your favorite actor.
Yeah. God, f*** that kid.
Your favorite character.
Don't f*** that kid. I don't want to f*** that kid.
No. God, no. Jesus.
Yeah. Classic little boy.
By the way, that was a little ITMT foreshadowed for the joke that's coming.
That's right.
Well played.
Thank you.
A foreshadowed.
Yeah. And so he's basically like, oh, Miss Wesley, like, you don't have to pretend. I know why you're here. Because he's a little perv. And then she trips and her towel falls off, which you hate to see.
Yeah. They're mostly just a bunch of hijinks now, right? And
yeah, the mom comes out. She's very upset, obviously.
Right.
But can't do anything because Wesley runs away naked. Little boy's like sniffing her towel like a creep.
Yep.
And he's living the dream.
Like one does, I guess. And then we cut back
to. Like you do.
Like you do. Sniff a towel. Somebody's going to sniff a towel.
Towels always smell so gross.
I know. Don't smell a towel. That's gross.
Unless it's fresh out of the dryer, then.
Get your face all up in there. But yeah, otherwise, don't be sniffing towels. It's gross.
Yeah.
And then we're back at the resort bar. And this interaction was kind of funny.
Friend of the pod, Big Pharma.
That's right. So the BFFs are sitting down with these two guys at the bar who sell dick pills.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
Boner pills.
Yeah, this scene was kind of funny.
It was kind of funny, the back and forth between Brooke and the guy.
Yeah.
Like, well, what's it like being in sales, which is kind of funny. And then, like, her and this one guy start just going at each other, like, in terms of just being nasty. And she's like, I'm sorry. You know, she's something about it, like, his five bracelets. And your friend's like... I told you to only wear one bracelet.
I can't just pick one bracelet. They're all fucking cool. And then I love just coming back. He's like, you know, you have this darkness, this sadness around you. It's kind of a turn off.
So I think this was a pretty funny scene, them going right back and forth. And then the guys leave.
Yeah, well, and then it was pretty funny too, because the guy right before they leave, his friend is like, I'm sorry. Like, he's going through a rough custody battle. Well, technically he gave up his kids, but... but Kaylee made a friend with the other guy. So that'll come back kind of barely not enough.
And then Wesley shows up and she's there covering herself with the cushions.
Yeah. Kind of lounge chair cushion. The trailer.
All from the trailer. And then we run into the mom and the kid again. And she's going on again about how she's hitting on the little kid.
Are you a pedophile?
She's like, she's like, I don't want to hit on your little kid. I'm not hitting on your little kid. Stay away, whorebag, or we'll pop you like a balloon.
Pretty funny.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so then, like, there's some good lines.
Well, yeah, there are some good lines, and it's always like the site, like a lot of these movies, these bad rom-com movies where it's always the secondary characters have these funny lines that have no part in, like, if you watch a really good comedy and you're like, okay, yeah, the secondary characters also have funny lines, but the main characters have the funniest lines and the jokes are part of like the plot and moving it along, not just, you know.
Exactly.
I guess this kind of is because they had the plan to begin. Anyways.
Yeah.
We're in the resort room the next day and the friends got a, they got a plan.
They got a new plan, right?
New plan.
They're going to go and wait till hotel guy goes into the ocean. They did some recon. He does these paddleboarding classes every other day, basically.
Yeah.
I don't care about the schedule.
No.
so we got to wait for him to get in the ocean and then we steal the master key that gets into any room.
It's a master plan. Get the master key, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're at
Sean's there.
Sean's there. Yeah, so they're at the beach or gonna go paddleboarding, whatever. And then Sean's there, and he's like, "You and I, we're going paddleboarding."
Yep.
Friendo.
Which and she's like, "Oh, I can't. I gotta go with my friends." And they're both like, "Actually, we both got disqualified from going." So
But someone's got to fill the spots because it's a very convoluted explanation as to why they have to go. Just go.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
And the explanation of why they have to go, like forcing her to go, is just not funny. Just be like, you gotta go.
Ramon's got a couple funny bits in there. Zinc on your face.
Don't zinc on my face, but you can zinc on my back if you want. You know, told you this before, Ramon. And then they go paddleboarding, and it's kind of like a little bit of a montagey thing here. They're paddleboarding out. They're kind of having fun.
Yep.
They're joking around. You can obviously see they're connecting.
Oh, a budding romance, perhaps. Yeah,
possibly. Or a friendship. Yep. Who knows, right?
And they made it to this sweet dock, which looks basically like the cabin in that shark movie we did.
The Requin?
Yeah. The Requin. So after the... Thank you. The movie named after the shark, right?
Yeah. The Requin. Yes. Nachos.
Remember when the cabin, like... gets destroyed.
Yes, it's missing like two of its four walls. Yeah,
that's kind of what this dock looks like, right?
Yeah, 100%.
But with booze.
Yeah. Remember, safety tip: don't start a fire in a raft.
That's right.
It's just something you just don't do. So they're hanging out, and then
she tells Sean about the whole email situation, right?
Like right. Like, she spills the beans about the whole thing. Why she's
bunch of backstory. Yeah. Oh, your imaginary boyfriend. Oh no, he's not imaginary. Oh, so he's a ghost.
Yeah,
it's a whole thing. And then that's when the dolphin shows up, right?
Yes. So he's like, "That's a shark." And she's like, "No, it's just a dolphin. Relax." And he like skitters back, whatever. And she's sitting on the edge of the dock, and the dolphin comes right up to her and like, "Hey!" And she's hugging the dolphin, not realizing the dolphin's like trying to hump her.
Yep.
And it's a whole dolphin humping joke. And
yep.
Sean's like, "Do you need a cigarette after that?" And she's like, "Well, I don't know what just happened." And then the dolphin jumps out, goes back in the water. I wasn't expecting this either. This is the gross out part. And dolphin goes back in the water and jumps out of the water and across her face. And she gets slapped with a dolphin dick.
That's right.
I was not expecting that.
Funny delivery on like the lines after this too. She's like, "Was that his dick?" And Lamar Morris is like, "I'll be honest with you. Yeah." I don't know. That line made me laugh.
Yes. Oh man. So then they get back to shore and the friend's like, "Yo, we got the key."
Yeah, good news. He like carries her back to shore. It's very dramatic. She's like, "I can't believe I got slapped by a dolphin dick."
It happens to the best of us.
Yep.
So then they got the key and then we're back on the resort grounds and she's like walking through the pool area. They pass by the dick sales guys. And he's like, "There's a darkness." And then the mom calls them me mom calls them sluts. And then Wesley just collapses.
Which thank God no one was there to do CPR on her.
Right. Gives him mouth to mouth. And then mom comes over and she's like, "What are you doing? Kiss my son, whatever." And he's like, "Mom, we're in love."
This seems funny. And then the mom just like sucker punches Wesley. Wicked fun. And no one's like, "Hey mom, why you always got to be up in my shit?" And then Wesley just like projectile vomits on the mom.
The mom, yeah. Like she just drank too much. Got a little. Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Needless
to say, they are not allowed to be here anymore, right?
No, they are not. They've caused enough havoc in the 24 hours, 36 hours they've been there. So time to go.
Yeah. So Q is like giving them the boot. At the front, we cut away to like the front desk again. They're checking out. And she's like, "I can't believe I have to say this. I'm not attracted to children." And he's like, I don't get out of here. Please. Okay.
And he lists through all the things that they've done since they got here. And like, you come back, you get arrested. So you're going to get arrested if you come back. So get out of here.
So, foreshadowed, perhaps?
A foreshadowed? Maybe. I don't know. And you know what else is getting out of here? We're getting out of here because it's the end of part one.
That's right. Shit,
before we get arrested.
Outro.
Outro, outro, le outro. So thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with, or not next week, we'll be back on Thursday, part two.
That's right. Yeah, you don't have to wait a whole week, just 2 days.
Oh, I was teasing you there. Mm-hmm. Meantime, you can just follow us on Instagram. It's this meets up. And subscribe and share with a friend. It's three tasks.
So, great idea. Yeah. And speaking of tasks, you can do more. We can all do more, right?
We can all do more. We can all be doers, right?
Mm-hmm. Drop a review somewhere where you can review podcasts, ideally. Apple, Spotify, Yelp, anywhere really. Your personal blog, maybe write up a long form review. Or if you don't want to write up a long form review because you're like, oh, Jared, my man, I would love to, but I don't have a personal blog. That's okay. Write an email to us.
And we'll turn it into a blog and we'll monetize it so we can continue to do this.
That's right. We're your personal blog.
We are using your content to make money.
Exactly. Wait. It's thismeetsthat@gmail.com.
Yes. Right.
And then you can go to the website and find the thing that we stole from you probably and put it on the website.
Yeah.
It's thismeetsthat.com, where you can also get shirts and information about Russ's book, Host, wherever you buy books probably.
Read about the team that runs the show.
That's right.
Coming soon.
There's so many employees that, you know, we got to keep the lights on here.
Yeah, we're updating. Yeah, KTLO, we're updating our team page probably this weekend a little bit and next week. So look out for that.
That's right. Yeah, click on an ad while you're there.
Yep. Yeah, new job listings. We'll have those up there.
Yeah, click on a job ad. Yeah, apply. Yeah, apply. Do anything. Do something.
Do something. Be useful.
Yeah. It's thismeetsthat.com. Don't forget.